Us humans are usually assumed to be the so-called superior species. I remember reading an interesting theory somewhere that if insects were the same size as us, then they would take over the world and become superior. It is a known fact that insects are certainly the most successful species, for their size. Thoughts of giant insects aside, if you ask most people why we are superior, they will reply that our unique human faculties have got a lot to do with it. But that's not to say that so-called lesser species don't have personalities, particular traits, and at least basic emotions. A few years ago, we had a mongrel dog called Bobby. We adopted him from an animal rescue centre. He had evidently been seriously mistreated by certain superior species, and it took quite a few years before he could trust humans. But he eventually did, and was able to spend the rest of his life clearly getting great pleasure from returning all his love to us. He lived way beyond the age a dog should live. He had lost most of his senses, could hardly walk, and was in great pain. Bobby couldn't have known it was his last journey to the vets. He stumbled and tumbled out of the car, yet insisted on making a token, rather hoarse bark in the direction of the resident cat. He wagged his tail as he always did when greeted by Caroline the vet. Bobby was a terrible coward when it came to needles, but always enjoyed the fuss afterwards. To save him exiting this world, while still yelping protests about the needle, Caroline gave him a slow-acting injection, and I walked him around her garden. He gently and peacefully toppled over, while eagerly sampling new smells under the rhubarb patch. He quietly slipped away like the gentle breeze passing through the treetops, his last breath not a struggle, but a joyous release to another place. I pondered over the fact that if we humans hadn't evolved into the intelligent species we are, there would be no minority to abuse our commanding position. But then on the other hand, there would be no caring vets like Caroline. Anyway, I'm sure Bobby was made a big fuss of in that other place.